Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Etoan.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, so I can't even like form my words correctly. So Catherine obviously is my best friend, and there are things that I tell Catherine that I don't even tell my mother or. I mean, there's a lot of things that,
sorry,
you know,
Nora.
You don't tell your parents everything, which totally. Jolie will obviously tell me everything one day. But there was just something that I told Catherine that I was like, look, I need you to go to your grave about this. And I just ended up telling her about 2 seconds ago, and the look that she gave me. I mean, like, she's, and I wish I could tell you guys, I really do, but I can't. Sorry, but it leads me in Mark Popson.
I wish we could have had a camera so bad in that moment. I'm still crying. It was great.
It was just like one of those things where I was like, I have to tell someone because it's so good, but like it has to go to like your grave. And like you have that one friend where it's like, you cannot tell someone else. But that's it. Is that a lot of pressure on you to now hold that secret?
No.
Really? I mean, I feel like you're like my vault.
No, I feel like I have a few of those to the grave.
My secrets?
Yeah. I don't think this is the only one. Or at least I hope I'm the only one that knows.
Oh, yeah. But I just, it brings me to this topic because I'm not a housewife girl. I've never been. You like the housewives, though. But you said you were just watching an episode, right? Where Erica.
Beverly Hills, Erica Jane.
Okay, what happened?
Girardi. So she was telling two girls, they were like taking a hike and the rest of the group was like still at the house or whatever. And she was telling two of the girls something, I guess, personal, basically that her husband still texted or her soon to be. They're going to be, you know, they're getting divorced.
Yeah.
Still texted. So then they got back to the group and she brought it. One of the girls brought it up and Erica lost her mind. So two sides of it. One, she didn't know. She had told the other girl she didn't want to talk about it to anybody else.
Okay.
But this one girl didn't know that. So she brought it up, obviously, for a little bit of drama. I mean,
for
it's
the
a show.
Right.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious.
Okay.
But I mean, she like hyperventilating in the bathroom.
Just because he was texting her? They were saying the texting?
Yes, that he still texts her. She's very, very private.
Okay.
Like, very. So her even giving that, I think, was just a lot for her. Mm-hmm. So then she felt betrayed by her, but, you know.
See, that's where I'm thinking, okay, because we have a girls' night tomorrow. So I'm going to be with, you know, we're going to be with three of our other girlfriends. And I just feel like when there's certain things that you just don't say. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to. But then there's other things that, like, we do say. We're like, oh, did you, like, hear, Rachel or Beth or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what's the line between saying things and then also, like...
I think this one was
Is it
gray.
When I looked you in the eyes and was like, if you tell a soul, I will kill you?
That was pretty obvious. But I think usually you kind of sit back and wait and see if that friend's going to offer it. But again, it felt like it was for the show. So, like, if I were in her in that position, I would have waited to see if she offered it to the whole group. And she didn't. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where probably she went wrong. But I don't know.
Do you feel like, because it's like, it's so hard. Because like you want it, when you get juicy details, you got it. Like you got to tell someone else. So it's like, I'd be okay if you went and told your husband.
I'm not telling my husband.
Why?
I don't tell my husband your secrets. That I don't.
See, like that was the kind of thing where I, this is probably bad, but like that makes me sound really
no,
bad.
No, I don't think that's bad though.
Cause I would tell Mike, I would be like, oh my gosh, like keep this between us. But like, just to like,
there are certain things I have done that for sure. There are certain things. And then there's just certain things I don't tell him.
Right.
But I don't think that's bad. I don't think that's, I feel like I've told you something before. I've even said like, don't tell Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You would like assume
right,
it's totally
you
fine.
You tell the other person.
But like, I really don't want Mike to know whatever.
Right, right. Mark, do you keep secrets or do you tell the secrets in between?
That's a good
sheets?
Question. If you do confide in someone something major, something juicy, is there an expectation that their vault extends to their spouse? Mm-hmm. That's a very good question because I think it does. I believe my wife tells me all of the gossip, all of the secrets of our friends or neighbors, whatever. But I don't know that 100%, but I think so. And I tell her everything I find out. So I think it extends to the spouse unless specifically stated.
Okay, yeah, I agree. Yeah, because then you've said it, I think, before, like, don't tell Mike. And then I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm sure there's things that you've definitely, I mean, yes, there's obviously things that you've told me. I'm just saying today's information will be just with me.
Let's talk about today's information just a little bit.
Mark is watering at his, like, I mean, he is drooling for this, like.
It ain't happening.
Us
this
weekly.
Is what I live for.
I live for this stuff.
And it's really what's made this podcast such a powerhouse. Oh,
let's get on the pod. Let's do it. You're just like really getting on your platform.
Well, could we get a clue as to like what category this is in?
Oh, man.
Does this have to do with your marriage?
No.
Does this have to do with sex?
No.
Interesting. Does this have to do with a potential partner?
Okay, we're going to start
feel
the
like
show now.
Mark is just a troublemaker sometimes.
He is. He's trouble. It's just trouble. Trouble, trouble, trouble. It's just, you know, it's just a funny times right now. Just trying to navigate
hilarious
life.
Catherine, when you found out this information.
Nice.
I wish there would have been a camera.
Because you were so shocked.
Shocked.
Shocked in the sense of. Would you want to be in Jana's shoes in that situation?
Ooh, that's a really good
that's
question.
That's a really good question. I'm so in that, Mark.
Wow.
Great question.
I were in Jana's shoes. Maybe.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
Who else knows this? Anyone other than Catherine?
Pamela. My ride or dies are Kat and Pam.
The Miami group okay takes
my,
it all
Miami,
to the grave.
Miami is like my grave. Like they're my grave diggers. Like it's if something is happening in my life, like they are the ones that like I immediately like. For example, when everything was found out, and shouldn't laugh by that, but with my ex, it was like the two people I called. Was 911. I texted Kat
And then Pamela was out at the bus stop. I was like, Pamela, get in here now. So it's these are my two. But I mean, yeah, even like when I make bad choices and when I, you know, I own up to certain things as well with them.
Is this about a bad choice you made?
This could be potentially. Yes,
it could be. That's what I. Okay. Yes. It's a bad choice that you could make.
Maybe.
Is this something we could find out about someday potentially?
Potentially.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm on the right track here. Does this involve a direct message?
Wow. What are you doing right now?
he loves it.
I'm going to move on.
Okay. Smart. I think I'm getting close here.
You're getting hot and I don't like it. So, yeah. Okay. Anyways, wow.
I can't believe we just talked about this.
We didn't talk about anything.
Right.
We talked about friendship and keeping secrets and how I guess I was not a great friend because I would tell my ex.
No, that doesn't make you a bad friend. I don't think that makes you a bad friend.
Mark just validated that it didn't make me a bad person.
I don't think it makes you a bad friend.
That's good.
I just think sometimes my husband doesn't need all the details in between.
Wait, this is the best rumor we're going to start right now. Brad Pitt DM'd Jana and asked her on a date. My guess, Danielle. Hi, we do know that I'm a D-list actress, right? And a rejected music star.
Stop it.
Okay, let's take a break. And then we're going to bring on another girl who I just love so much. I basically grew up watching her on Full House. We're going to bring Candace on. So take a break and bring her on. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey, girl. How are you?
How are you?
This is my girlfriend, Catherine. We're having a little girls' day.
Hi.
Catherine. You are in my favorite setting ever. Is that in your house or are you in Napa?
I'm at my house in Napa.
Do you have your own wine?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what my husband does.
Okay. What wine is it?
Beret Family Wines.
Oh, I want to try. I'm a big wino. So I appreciate and love wines. And then you've been married for how long again? How many years?
25 years.
Okay. Yes. Long time. I have to say too, I remember reading an article that popped up and I mean, obviously I like I said, I've always loved you, but I really, really, truly respected you when you came out and said that you guys had issues during quarantine. I was like, how refreshing was it to like, it was so refreshing for me to see, you know, that someone, you know, who's just seems to have it just this perfect life and, you know, just picture perfect, amazing, you know, marriage. And to say like, no, like we have issues too. I really respected the hell out of you for that.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, man. Everyone has their stuff. Everyone has problems and ups and downs. And, you know, not everyone needs to know all the details, but at the same time, there's a level of honesty that I think we should be talking about so that the Instagram filter of the world isn't, you know, doesn't make people believe that things are picture perfect when they're not. Because that's not relatable.
No, I agree with that. And I think there's like a healthy balance. I think I was a little overboard with sharing where I think the next time around, I'm going to be like, I think I like overshared a little bit, but I think that was my, you know, way of just trying to deal, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But, you know, now I think next relationship, it'll be more sacred, but also being like, hey, it's not perfect because what marriage is. And even when I look at some friends like Pam, I'm always like, you have a perfect marriage. And she's like, Jana, she's like, nothing is perfect. Like there's going to be shortcomings in some things, or maybe he's not as romantic as I want him to be, or this, or it's like, there's nothing that's always like have to work at something.
Yep. That's true.
So obviously you've been acting, you know, child actor forever. And now your daughter acts. Was that something that you were kind of, did you want her to follow in your footsteps, or were you just kind of like, let her do whatever she wanted to do?
Yeah. I'm supportive of my children in whatever path they want to go down as far as career and all of that. But it was very apparent when Natasha was little that she loved to sing and act. So it wasn't a surprise that she wanted to be in the industry. And I love being in the industry. Mm-hmm. It has its challenges, of course, but I've had a great experience in it. I've been in this business for over 40 years. So it wasn't surprising to me. And it wasn't something that I feared for her either, because I'm her best advocate. And I've been down many of these roads. So there's no better person to help guide her and give her advice and to connect her with the right people than her mom.
Mm-hmm. I was reading something too earlier this morning, and it kind of got me, like, you know, with like social media and the TikToks and stuff, when you said like, when you apologize for a video, and I'm like, I hate that, like, you even people have to feel like we have to apologize, because I feel like, oh, if you say one wrong thing or if you do this, it's like, because they just want you to be this perfect, holy, you know, what they have in their mind. It's like, what, you can't dance and have a little fun on a social media thing?
Yeah.
And then it's like, then why do you have to apologize for just having, feeling free and being sexy? Because you are.
Yeah. You know, as you do know, that media tends to blow things out of proportion from what you say and do. And then it becomes this headline that's actually bigger than how it went down or happened. But I, you know, when my TikTok gone wrong, it's like, clearly I just missed the mark. That's me being 45, trying to keep up with the 20-year-olds, because I was trying to copy my daughter. That's all I was trying to do, and clearly missed the mark.
But like you were also just having fun and like feeling sexy because you are, you're sexy. It's just like people are like, stop showing your boobs. I'm like, I like my boobs. I just got them. I paid for them and I really like them. Like I'm showing them. Like,
well, when I popped back on to Instagram to say like, hey, okay, guess you guys didn't like that. I will say I enjoy apologizing. I like receiving an apology if someone is wrong. So I am quick to say like, hey, if I got that wrong, I'm sorry. But I think the apology was as easy as that. Like, oh, so sorry. I didn't realize that that was going to offend so many people. But it was a very easy one. It wasn't like this headline, like, let me apologize. I did something so wrong and I shouldn't have acted that way. I didn't apologize for that. It was just more like, oh, guess I don't know. It just was a TikTok gone wrong.
That headline
got
me.
So I feel like it kind of blew up more than what I meant it as an apology. It was just a very easy, like, sorry, guys, I missed the mark.
Well, and even like the seductive, and I'm like, okay, cool. So guys can like take their shirts off and walk around and like mow the grass, but like we can't do a fun little like.
Well, and then all the other women that have their shirts off, like I don't understand.
Who cares what age?
But I'm gonna just say that from my perspective, I wasn't trying to be seductive. Like, I think that's a little crazy if I'm holding a Bible and then trying to be seductive with the Bible, okay? So I was not trying to be seductive. I was just trying to do a TikTok and it came off that way. So yes, sorry if I am.
You don't just even need to say sorry. That's
I don't
the thing.
Even realize it, but that's what happened because I was not trying to seduce you with the Bible.
they're like, it's culty seducing. Like this is ridiculous. I cannot even. Speaking of the Bible, I mean, you obviously have amazing faith. Is that been, you know, I'll be honest. Like I've kind of gone in and out of my faith and it's been such a journey and I feel like I'm at a place now where I'm really, really leaning in, but there's times when I'm like, man, I should have read more or I missed this. And it's like, how to lean in when you don't feel like you're doing perfect. And that's where I'm like, well, okay, where am I then? Cause I'm not doing it perfectly, but I'm trying. And so it just kind of like feels like a little bit of a battle.
Yeah. But that's the amazing thing is God doesn't expect us to be perfect and we're never going to be perfect and we're never going to get it exactly right. And God wants us exactly where we're at. He just wants us in the thick of it, no matter how deep you're in it, like literally in the muck, or no matter how great things are in your life, God wants you right where you're at. And you can't be too deep into it where he doesn't want you. That is not who God is. That is not the God of the Bible. God wants everybody, he wants you to know him. And all you have to do is ask and pray to him and ask for it and read his word, because that's how we know who he is. That's how we know his truth, what everything he says, and we're not just making stuff up in our minds that make us feel more comfortable, or we're second guessing ourselves because this is how human beings would react. If I really were a horrible person, nobody would forgive me if I did this, but God is not that. Mm-hmm. God's so much bigger than all of us. So, if you're leaning, like, let me encourage you to lean into it. You can't do anything wrong that God's going to push you away. He just won't, because the Bible says so.
When you're in a bad place, is there a passage that you go to and reread over and over?
You know, I mean, one of them is Philippians 4:13, which is, I can do all things through God who gives me strength. Mm-hmm. Because I know in my own life, I don't always have the strength. I mean, I rarely have the strength, especially when you're so desperate in a place where you feel hopeless or torn, or that nobody's listening, or there's just no alternate path. But God says, no, his word tells me I can do all things through his strength. I don't need to rely on my own. I don't need to have enough. I don't need to like muster up some Wonder Woman within myself. I'm like, no, it's just God. I can trust in him and depend on him. Mm-hmm. And so rereading scripture and renewing my mind to focus on his word and the hope that he gives helps me get through just about everything.
I love that. Yeah, I really like that. How do you deal with the criticism? I remember watching you on The View and just being like, I wanted to slap all the other girls up there because I'm like, because I, you know, I was on your side, I guess, and when, yeah, things you were speaking on and saying, and it was just, you held yourself with so much grace. And and even beyond that show, I mean, just like with people's comments, like how does that, I mean, obviously things affect people, but like, how do you not let it become turmoil in your life?
Honestly, I feel like that's just part of my God-given nature. Mm. I feel like God, and maybe because I had children in my 20s, you know, it's like God gave me a lot of patience, and it's tested all the time, but I've had a lot of time to practice my patience. Mm-hmm. And it's not great every day. Trust me. I had a run in at the airport a couple of days ago and I just about lost it.
Oh my God. What happened? What did you do?
Oh, I missed my flight. It was my fault. I missed my flight, but I just couldn't handle the woman at the counter,
right,
having no sympathy,
yes,
or saying like, oh, sorry, honey, if you're 3 minutes late. She was just rude about it.
Yeah.
And so, which again, I take the blame for it. It was my fault, but you just want someone to have a little bit of empathy or compassion for you of like, and she was just like, nope, move to the side. You missed your flight. You're 3 minutes late. Can't check your bags.
Oh,
I got very angry, but I didn't say anything bad to her. I just like, I walked away, but then I called my husband and I used language that I never use. And he was like, what just happened to you? And I was like, I want to punch someone right now, which, mm-hmm, I'm not going to. So I'm throwing some bad language around because this is how I'm getting my aggression out.
Yeah. And good for you. And God still loves you. It's okay. I'm like, people say to me, they're like, you can't swear. I'm like, no, God's my God swears.
My God swears.
He says it's fine. Okay. So we both have young daughters. So is there a piece of advice because you have, you know, your daughter, she's, which by the way, that photo of you two, like twins, you guys both just gorgeous.
Thank you.
What's something that I should, cause I fear the, and Emmy is almost at that age that I'm get scared of, like between like 10 and like,
they?
My daughter's almost 6. And then
I have a 9 and 5-year-old girl.
So, okay. Yeah. So I'm like, but I get scared between the like 10 and like 13. I'm like, oh man, I feel like me and Jolie are just going to be like butting heads. But is there something like a piece of advice that like, if you could have gone back, like you wish you were did this or something that like could help us along that path with the girls?
Well, here's the thing. I have a very clear worldview. So I know what I wanted to teach my children, which, and my worldview is a biblical worldview. So those were very important things for me to understand as a mom, as to what I'm going to teach and my children and what those boundaries are in their life. And so if it ever came down to, well, mom, why? They're doing that. That person's doing that. Why can't I do that? And it's because scripture says so, because the Bible says so, because God says so. And so that that was important to me. But of course, everyone has a different worldview. So those boundaries and are going to be different for people. But I knew what mine were based on. So it wasn't about wavering. And it was about also standing with conviction with my children of knowing what those things were, but having a place and a source to tell them why. So it's not, this is just my rule.
Yeah.
You just can't do this because I said so.
Mm-hmm.
I always had a source to go to and say, because God says, this is what's best for us. Mm-hmm. And here's why. Let's explain that. And I've always felt that conversation and dialogue is to have open conversation and dialogue is so important. There was never anything in my kids' lives that were off limits that we couldn't talk about. I mean, from the most basic things and to sex and friendships and religion or politics or whatever, it was always about open conversations. And again, I know my source of what I'm going to go back to, but it's important to hear their worldview and what they're thinking. But it's, I believe it's a very important to know that, you know, just because someone else is teaching them something doesn't mean it's right.
Right.
And you could say the same about me. If you don't have a biblical worldview, you could say, well, that's wrong. But as a parent, guess what? You get to choose what you want to teach your children. Mm-hmm. The world doesn't have to teach them. You get to choose what you want to teach them. And so know what those things are and then stay true to your convictions, but have an open dialogue with your children so that there's nothing they're afraid to come and talk to you about. Mm-hmm. I would tell my kids all the time, I'm like, listen, you could do the worst thing in the world and there's always going to be a consequence. But I will never, like, I will never not be there to help you through the consequence. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to pay for it because that's what life is all about. You have to learn your lesson. But I will be there by your side and help you always. Mm-hmm. And I'll never stop loving you.
Mm, I love that. Great advice.
Yeah, it's good.
I really like that a lot. Okay, so what's going on over at Hallmark? Because I know you got some things coming out that I'm going to want to see and everyone's going to want to see. So what are we working on?
Well, I have a new Aurora Tea Garden mystery movie that is on the 22nd, on Sunday, August 22nd. And it's our 18th mystery movie, which is crazy. We've been doing this mystery series for 6 years already.
Wow.
And in this newest installment, Aurora Tea Garden and Nick Miller, they just got married in the last movie. And now this movie, they're on their honeymoon. And Aurora's like the only person, of course, that would fall. Find a dead body in the lake that they're having like a romantic boat ride on.
I love it.
And, you know, all of these mysteries, it's Hallmark Channel. So it's super family friendly. And even though, yes, there's a crime involved in a dead body, but nothing is gory and you can watch it with your kids. You can watch it with a 6-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old. And it's really about figuring out the crime and to solve it, who's done it. And there's lots of great suspects in the movie and all things Hallmark always have a happy ending. So
oh yes, no they fear. Do. And the kiss at the end to
yes, perfect. Always.
And then where can we get the clothing line?
The clothing line is exclusive to QVC.
Okay.
So you can get it at QVC.com or watch our live shows when we're on. That information's always on my social media, which I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook at Candace C. Bure. And yeah, what I love about the clothing line, I'll just say very quickly, is that we are size inclusive. So we have triple extra small to 5X. Mm-hmm. And we have petites and regular. I believe all women, all shapes and sizes should feel confident and look beautiful. And the clothing itself is casual West Coast style. It's just everything that I would wear and feel comfortable with. And it works with real living daily life.
Yeah. I love that. Well, Candace, thank you so much for coming on and just being open and honest about everything. And I'm excited to see about the dead body.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on. And thanks for letting me share my advice and wisdom with the extra years I have on my life. So I appreciate that.
Well, you're killing your life. Go do a sexy little dance because, you know, we're us mamas are all here for it. Okay.
So, okay, girl.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh, I'm really proud of myself because I didn't ask her one Full House question.
That's impressive.
Because like how annoying.
I'm sure she's over
I mean,
it.
I almost said something like, what was the best memory? But like after being on that show for so long, you're probably just like, please don't ask me a Full House question.
There's so much more going on in her life. She doesn't want to talk about that.
But I mean, I'm like DJ Tanner.
I know it is DJ Tanner, which is kind of cool.
I know. I'm like, is this like those like little pinch me moment?
Yeah.
You know,
like we're getting advice on what to do with our kids from DJ Tanner.
we grew up watching her.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That show. Like that, this has been probably the coolest part of like doing Wind Down is like the people that we've been able to interview because it's like, how cool. Like I would have never thought that like my little self would be like, hey, Candace. Oh, and I'm like being friendly with. Hi, Mark.
I love it.
Are you back with any more guesses?
Well, I have many more. I was going to say my daughters are both into Full House. And so that thing, it just transcends generations.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah, it really does. They both love it. My oldest, my 15-year-old, I think she's watched it all the way through like 3 times.
I mean, it's so good. I mean, just everything from like when she struggled with like, you know, the weight back. And like, I mean, there's just so much. But I just know she's been asked like so many times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I didn't want
to
bother.
Easton is joining us now. Easton has something he would like to bring up to you.
Oh, Easton.
Hi, Easton. Nice. I like your haircut. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jan. I appreciate that. I just wanted to, I'm doing this thing that's really cool, and I just wanted to tell you about it really quick.
Oh my God, yes. What?
Yes. So some wind down listeners might know that in 2019, I was crowned the Caramel Corn Princess. And yes, if that story
Arclight,
is from Arclight Cinemas, mm-hmm. rest in peace.
What?
Yeah, they closed down from the pandemic. It's very sad.
The Arclight?
Arclight, no more.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
That's like iconic.
I know. The dome in Hollywood, it's crazy. Oh, I just can't believe that it happened.
But you're the princess. What happened?
I'm now the princess forever because, but the crown lives on because a really cool popcorn company called Thank You Popcorn let me design my own popcorn flavor.
Stop it right now.
It's called the Caramel Corn Princess Mix. And it's caramel corn with M&M's mixed in, which is something I do at the movies.
Yum.
And so if you go to thankyoupopcorn.com right now,
I'm gonna look right now,
you can get it right now. And it's really cool because it's going to support this really cool charity called Shoes That Fit. And it gives kids that can't afford new shoes for school, gives them a new pair of shoes.
Easton,
we should get some to watch your movie when it comes out.
That would be
like a little
amazing
movie viewing.
I will make sure
popcorn?
You get some. I will get you guys a bunch of it.
This is so great. Easton, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for giving me the chance to talk about it here. I'm really excited. I've never gotten to do something like this before and might not ever again. So I'm really pumped about this.
Oh my gosh, it's right there. It's so cute. Easton, I'm so proud of you. Everyone, I'm going to order some right now because Jolie loves chocolate in her popcorn. And I'm so always good. Like, I don't have any chocolate, Jolie. Just eat the popcorn.
It's super good.
I'm sorry. And I go over to Pamela's house and she's like, you guys want fudge and sprinkles and unicorns all over it? I'm like, well, this is what happened. This is why. Are you putting like whipped cream on it too?
It's not my fault.
I was like, what happened? Just plain old freaking popcorn.
I do
people.
Some plain old popcorn.
Just a little bit of butter and salt, you know? But no, we got to take things to strange new places now in 2021.
I'm so incredibly happy. How did that come about?
So I just like popcorn. My friends told me about this Thank You Popcorn. They're really cool popcorn company, and I got some of their stuff and I was posting about it, and they hit me up, and we've been talking, and he was like, I saw that you're the Caramel Corn Princess, and I think we could do something really cool to raise some money for kids that need new shoes.
I love that, Easton. That's really cool. Congrats.
Thank you so much. So that's thankyoupopcorn.com right now.
Oh, we'll take a break.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Okay, let's do, Mark came up with a really fun idea.
Well, is it fun though, or is it just going to be an anticlimax because you're not going to reveal it?
If you said the name, I would say yes.
What? No, we All would right. not. No.
No. Catherine's like, as your CEO no. and branding manager,
no, absolutely. No, no, no. Mark, no.
Freaking not.
Nope, nope.
All right, well, let's
nope.
let's just tiptoe down the path and see how far we can get. So I'm operating under the assumption, perhaps erroneously, that you received a DM from a male celebrity who is interested in you romantically. So I'm now going to ask some questions, yes or no questions, about this person and see if we can narrow it down. Is this person primarily known as an actor?
No.
Is he primarily known as a musician?
No.
Is it, ooh, interesting. Is he primarily known as an athlete?
Yes.
Is he a baseball player?
Okay, we're not doing this.
All right, man, I am good at this.
No, it's that would be no, just FYI.
No.
No. Oh, I stumped him.
Okay. There's other sports.
Am I allowed to continue or no?
I'm feeling a little hot right now.
Yeah, I'll bet. Is he a football player?
No.
Good, because I think we should stay away from football for a bit. Is he a basketball player?
No.
Is he a hockey player?
No.
Is he a soccer player?
Is he a soccer player? No.
I like a soccer player.
I'm just
player
saying no now. Oh, really? Who in soccer? Would
I
you?
Don't know anybody specifically. I'm just thinking I just think you and a soccer player would make a handsome couple.
Who?
Any a soccer player. Just speaking generally, I like you dating a soccer player. I think that's interesting.
I am, you know, I know nothing about soccer, truthfully. I mean, nothing. And I honestly think and I feel so bad to say this because both my kids are now in soccer. But like, I mean, it's cute because they're little. But with soccer, I'm like, can someone just score already? Like, I just feel like it takes forever to like get a goal.
Same.
And I'm like, just score.
I agree, but I'm a baseball fan, so it's like hypocritical for me to say that. But have you watched Ted Lasso?
Okay, so I just started Sex Life, which I should not have done because I was folding laundry and I was like, I feel so seen right now.
I feel so seen. I don't watch it, but that's funny.
Well, like she's like this like housewife that like basically tries to go have sex with her husband. And he's like checking the score of the game. And like, you know, and she's just like feeling like just frumpy and not like lovable. And I'm watching this, like literally folding laundry. I'm like, I've never felt so seen in my life. But I wanted to watch Ted Lasso, but I haven't. Why is he a soccer player?
He's a soccer coach. The premise is he's an American college football coach who gets brought to London to coach a soccer team, and he knows nothing about soccer. That's the premise of the comedy. And it's that sounded stupid to me, so I never watched it, but everyone loved it. So I watched it, and it's phenomenal. My wife watched it. She loved it. So I do recommend it. There's a lot of good looking soccer players on there.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know a soccer player. Like, I mean, it's just, and honestly, again, at the end of the day, I just would like a nice, nice, normal man who doesn't lie.
UFC fighter. Is it a UFC fighter?
No, I couldn't. I would be like, no, please no. Don't like get your face beat up.
I'm not asking you who you'd want to date. I'm asking who this person was that DM'd you hypothetically. If one did, so it's not a UFC fighter, it's not a soccer player, it's not a boxer.
It's, you know, I'm losing you, Mark. You keep going in and out. So this is where it goes.
Shoot, that darn internet connection. I was getting close now.
Well, guys, stay tuned for next week. Mark's going to come with a list. Bye. Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love, made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan.com using code JANA. That's code JANA. At Itoen.com, available on Amazon and Itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com, the lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.